Hello and thank you for downloading, streaming and listening to this podcast. My name's Graeme Mackay. This is the AFC Donscast that has a roundup of all the week's Dons news wrapped up in just under 30 minutes. If you're ready, I'm ready. Here comes the podcast. Welcome to the podcast. That's about as much excitement you're going to get this week. What we saw on Saturday was just pure and utter rubbish. What Jim Goodwin called a reality check. Just that reality check has come very early in the season. Across the board, it was a collective failing, especially Captain Anthony Stewart and Ilber Ramadani, who struggled. It was Bojan Majoski that cancelled out Blair Spittle's opener, but even up to that point, it was far from convincing that we were going to score. Immediately after the break, Johnny Hayes put us in the lead, but Callum Slattery and Kevin Van Veen, yes, him again, scored twice in quick succession to give Motherwell the 3-2 win. To round the day off, both Matty Kennedy and Leighton Clarkson both limped off injured. However, Jack McKenzie made a welcome comeback. It's still a work in progress. We are better than we were last season, but it's definitely not the finished article.
Hello from Pittodrie. Well, that was not what we were expecting today at all. Motherwell winners here by 3-2. Conor Barron, injured Don, watching it alongside me, Rob McLean. And, well, it wasn't a great watch, Conor, was it?
No, it was a really hard one to watch, to be honest with you, Rob. The boys were really disappointed with that, as much as the fans and everybody else will be as well. Yeah, we just didn't deserve anything from the game. I think at times we maybe felt we could get back into it, but we'd then be slacking the ball, and defensively we weren't quite at it. But yeah, as a collective, I think we just need to get our head down, recover from this one, learn from it, and go again at St Johnson.
You just wondered when Bojan Majoski equalised late on in the first half, and then Johnny scored right after the restart, and suddenly 1-0 down was 2-1 up. You wondered at that point, but the performance was never really there, was it?
Yeah, as I said before, there was that glimmer of hope from us that we might get something back into it, but our performance as a whole was just nowhere near it, not what we've shown in recent weeks. And as I say, everyone knows that, the boys know that. You can see out there today the reaction after the game that they really felt that one, and yeah, we just got to dust ourselves down.
Sometimes difficult, isn't it, to get things going in a game like that, where it does feel a bit lethargic and low key, and you're just maybe half a yard off it, but it's you can't just wave a magic wand, unfortunately.
No, that's when you need your big leaders in the team, your brave players to get on the ball and try and knit things together again and make things happen. I think the subs that came on, they were direct, they caused a bit of problems for them, but there was maybe just that little bit of dividing from back to front that we just couldn't quite click today for whatever reason that was. Motherwell we knew what they were going to bring. Tough team, in our faces, dogged. Delay things at every cost they can. And yeah, we kind of got brought down to their level today. So yeah, it's just about bouncing back from that. It's obviously disappointing, but we've got a game on next Saturday to look forward to.
It does pile the pressure on, I guess, doesn't it, into that game in Perth against St Johnstone. It felt as if Aberdeen could and should get 3 points today. That hasn't happened. So you want to get all three at McDermott Park.
Yeah, definitely. That would be the best way to bounce back. It's not going to be an easy game either down there. You know, it's kind of going to be similar to this, actually. In Motherwell, St Johnstone, I want to go and do the same sort of game plan as Motherwell did today. And yeah, we'll learn from it. We'll learn from it 100%. Still early. Still got new boys in the team that are coming in off the bench. Shaden obviously had to come in early for Matty, who hopefully his injury isn't too bad. And yeah, it would take time to click. But yeah.
Yeah, that just added to the gloom today, really. The fact that Matty Kennedy went off injured and Leighton Clarkson went off as well. We'll check on those injuries, the scale of them. Good luck to you with the specialist when you see him next week, and let's hope you are back playing soon as is reasonably possible. That's all from us at Pittodrie. We're not going to labour it, that is for sure, and as Conor says, we just hope for a whole lot better at Perth next weekend. Bye for now.
The manager gives his reaction following the game on Saturday.
Jim, is that a bit of a head scratcher to try to explain that performance today?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think any of us saw that level of performance coming before the game. You know, we had a great week's training. Boys were very positive in their approach and in their mindset going into it. Unfortunately, we started the game really, really poorly, which is something that we haven't done, you know, up to now in games. I suppose you take the Celtic game out of that, I suppose. But in terms of our all-round possession, you know, we were really sloppy from the offset, you know, just giving possession back to Motherwell very cheaply, kicking the ball out of the park needlessly. Just, you know, too many, unfortunately, players within the team that were having a really poor day. And, you know, key players that up to now have been excellent. But for whatever reason, today, you know, we've just had a really bad day at the office. And I'm not going to come on here and try and dress it up. You know, we didn't play well enough. We didn't reach the levels that we know we're capable of. We didn't move the ball quick enough. Motherwell, in fairness to them, I need to give Stevie Hamill and his players credit. You know, I thought their game plan worked really well. And as a group, you know, we need to be prepared for teams who are going to come and sit in like that and be compact. And we were, in fairness. We spoke about it before the game. We knew that Motherwell would come up with a similar approach to St Mirren and try and hit us on the counter-attack. And I thought they'd done that very, very well, in fairness to them. A couple of the goals, from our point of view, are very avoidable. You know, the distances, I felt, were too big along the back four at times. And those are things that we'll look at next week. But, you know, we got ourselves in front just after half-time, but at no stage in the game today did I feel comfortable. I never really celebrated either goal because I thought, you know, we just didn't look at our best at all. And sometimes in this game, you've just got to hold your hands up and say that, you know, the better team won. And I thought Motherwell on the day were the better team. I don't like saying that, and I hope I don't have to say it, you know, too often this season. But, yeah, on the day, I thought Motherwell deserved all 3 points.
You just wondered when Bojan equalised shortly before half-time and Johnny scored immediately after half-time, whether that might just be the flicking of the switch that was required. But I guess the performance was never really there, was it, over the 90 minutes?
No, I think that's fair. Yeah, I mean, obviously the goal that we score, you know, even at 0-0, we have a great opportunity where Bojan managed to find himself through on goal, and he's, you know, he tries to dink the keeper a little bit unlucky, got a little bit too much purchase on it. But that would have been completely against the run of play because Motherwell were the better team at that moment. But yeah, to equalise at that particular time was very pleasing, and it was good going into the dressing room, you know, having been back in the game. But I did stress to the players how lucky we were to be in there at one each. And, you know, surely we couldn't play as bad as that again. But, I, you know, it's not down to a lack of effort, Rob. You know, it's not that the players don't care or aren't trying. Sometimes we all have a bad day at the office. Now, we know we can't afford too many of those kind of days. But, you know, this today is maybe a bit of a reality check to the group. You know, every time I've done interviews from the League Cup up to the Celtic game and the St Mirren game, there has been a real air of positivity, which has been fantastic, and we want to maintain that, albeit I've been trying to keep people's feet on the ground because I didn't want us getting carried away. I know how difficult this league is, and you only need to look at some of the other results within the Scottish Premier League today to see how competitive this league is going to be this season. And, you know, I spoke about consistency with you before the game. I spoke about that in the build-up to the game all week with the players. You know, consistent individual performances, consistent collective performances in terms of how we're passing the ball and how our approach to the game is. Obviously, you need results, good positive results consistently as well. So, unfortunately, today was a below-par performance from us all, myself included, and we just have to take it on the chin.
Does that put pressure on going to Perth next weekend? Because you don't want to be spilling too many points early on in the season, obviously.
No, of course not. I mean, we want to win every game that we're going into, you know, go into, and that's always our approach. But, you know, sometimes the opposition have a good day and you don't reach the levels that we know we're capable of. Very unusual for any team to go through a league without dropping points somewhere or without defeats. But, you know, as I said, we can't have too many performances like that because otherwise you will get punished. I think it's too early to start talking about pressure. You know, I mean, we've, you know, coasted through our League Cup group stage, you know, winning all four games, clean sheets, scoring goals. gave a decent account of ourselves at Parkhead, played really well last weekend. You know, we've had a setback today. I think that's what it is. It's a setback. There's a lot we can take from it and learn from it and do better at. But, you know, the boys are an honest group. You know, that's why we walked about the pitch after the game. It's very easy to stand out there after the game against St Mirren and the fans are all cheering your name and they're all happy and enjoyed what they watched. Today was different. And, you know, we've got to accept that criticism when it comes our way. You know, we still appreciate the fans for coming out in good numbers and getting behind the team. And we take that one on the chin. And, you know, whatever's going to come our way just now, it's acceptable. But we'll dust ourselves down, we'll analyse the game on Monday with the group, and then we'll put it behind us and focus on the St Johnstone one.
Injuries to Matty, which is a worry, of course, because of his recent injury record, and Leighton went off as well. I know it's a bit early for you to be telling us exactly what the issue is, but I guess it was disruption in the game, and you're hoping for the best for both of them.
Of course, yeah. I mean, we've not carried a great deal of luck of late with injuries right through the whole of pre-season. You know, with Conor Barra and McKenzie. Pleased to have Jack back into the group. Obviously, Coulson last week going off injured, and a couple with niggles today. I'm hopeful that the two boys today, Leighton and Matty, aren't too serious. It looked as if there was some kind of hamstring issue with Matty. Nothing to do with his back injury. And Leighton Clarkson looked similar. I don't know whether it was a touch of cramp with the wee guy or not. I'm not sure, but we'll sit down with the medical team just after I speak to you now and try and get an assessment from them. But I don't think it's anything to concern ourselves with too much. Obviously, Cal Roberts last week as well, you know, picked up a serious one. So we can't afford to pick up these injuries. So hopefully, as I said, the two boys will be okay.
Thanks, Jim. Let's hope for better next time.
Thanks, Rob. Cheers.
Thank you, Paul.
Cheers,
Paul.
Catch live audio and video of our next match only on Red TV. Subscribe now for full match day coverage, replays, highlights and all the goals, exclusive interviews and behind the scenes content. Sign up now at redtv.afc.co.uk. The best of the action only on Red TV.
In the SPFL on Saturday, Rangers beat St Johnstone 4-0 at Ibrox, while Livingston defeated Hibs 2-1 at the Tony Macaroni, and St Mirren beat Ross County 1-0 in Paisley. Inverness Cali Thistle moved to within a point of Championship leaders Dundee thanks to a 4-1 win over Cove Rangers in the Highland Capital. Ayr United are in third spot following their 2-2 draw with Hamilton Accies at Somerset Park. Queen's Park edged out Partick Thistle 3-2 at Oakleview, and Raith Rovers beat Morton 2-1 at Starks Park. Dunfermline Athletic are 2 points clear in League One after beating Montrose 1-0 at East End Park, with Clyde in second spot following their 3-0 defeat of Kildare Hearts at New Douglas Park. Airdrieonians are also 2 points off the top after a 1-0 draw with Queen of the South at Palmerston. Falkirk beat Peterhead 3-1 at the Falkirk Stadium, and FC Edinburgh saw off Aloe Athletic 4-2 at the Indodrill Stadium. Dumbarton made it 3 wins out of 3 in League Two, beating visitors Annan Athletic 4-0. To move 2 points clear of Bonnyrigg Rose, who drew 2-2 at Stranraer. East Fife beat Albion Rovers 1-0 at the Reigart Stadium, and Stirling Albion ran out 3-0 winners against Tenhouse Muir at Forth Bank. Forfar Athletic and Elgin City drew 2-2 at Station Park. And on Sunday, in the Scottish Premiership, Celtic moved to the top of the table on goal difference after thrashing Kilmarnock 5-0 at Rugby Park. Hearts are up to third following their 4-1 victory over Dundee United at Tynecastle.
More Don's News straight after this.
God gave John Paul the strength to be an unforgettable human being. Let us give thanks for the joy he spread his whole life long.
Everything bad that could have happened has happened. Except that.
Who knows if there's foul play here, but if there is, the culprit usually shows up at the funeral.
All right, Columbo.
Claffin and Sons were handling John Paul's life insurance policy. Were you very close?
Yeah, he was our brother-in-law.
My condolences, Mrs. Williams. Oh, egg and onion. It's like you knew I was coming. Did you?
She can't find out what we did.
Do you like it?
Can I grab my ass
up? I know you don't think he's a good man. Families, they're complex.
I'm warning you. She doesn't respect you because you're weak.
She wasn't always like that. He's sucking the life out of her.
Well, we'll just have to wait till he dies of cancer or something.
Why not give nature a helping hand?
talking about taking a man's life. Not a man, but monster. That's demented.
You're gonna land yourselves and me in jail.
I'm hungry. You? No.
There's no evidence. We should be looking for fraud.
Murder is fraud, and there's a life policy to pay out.
It's not happening. It was one moment of madness. Two moments of madness.
You're vile. Do you know that? I'm on a...
You can't just explode a man.
He thinks someone's trying to kill him.
That's insane.
Bad Blood runs in the family. Get to know the Garvey sisters when Bad Sisters premieres August 19th on Apple TV+. Aberdeen FC Women have announced the signing of Finnish midfielder Elena Karkkainen. The youth international moved to Aberdeen in 2019 to study in Aberdeen and was training with the AFC Women's side last season.
Elena, welcome to Aberdeen. How do you feel about signing on for the club?
Thank you. I feel very, very excited. It's something that I've never done before with Scottish football, so I'm looking forward to that.
You were training a bit with the team last season. Were you playing football before you travelled to Scotland?
Yeah, I played football many years. Like, since I was 12, I started to play football. And quite quickly, I started to play with the good teams in Finland as well, which is where I'm from. And there I played with the national team and in the highest league as well. But then I had a few years off from football, and now I'm looking forward to get back and back at it.
And what was it that brought you to Aberdeen?
I came here for uni a few years ago in 2019, and that's what brought me to Scotland and to Aberdeen.
So how are you settling in with the rest of the players and the group this pre-season? Has it been good?
Yeah, it's been very good. I really enjoyed it. It's been very welcoming, and I just enjoy it. I just love playing football, and the girls are really good. They put me on the spot and they challenge me, and I try to challenge them back, and I think it's going good, yeah.
Good. And of course, you were training with the team a little bit last season, so you're used to training now. The games are coming in a few weeks' time when the season gets underway. Are you excited to get out on the pitch?
I am. I'm trying my best to get on the pitch. Last year was good because I got the practice again, got to know the girls, how they play, and I think that was very important for me to get to do that. And yeah, now I'm looking very much forward to play on the games.
Perfect, thank you.
Thank you.
Aberdeen Women had their first home game of the season against Rangers at the Balmoral Stadium on Sunday. Last season's champions showed why they are favourites to retain their title as they followed up their opening day 14-0 win over Glasgow Women by hitting eight past the Dons. Scotland forward Lizzie Arnott scored four times, including two penalties, as the visitors took all 3 points back to Glasgow. A tough afternoon for the Dons ended with Rangers going home with all 3 points. The other fixtures in week two ended Glasgow Women 0, Dundee United 4, Hibs 4, Hamilton 0, Partick Thistle 0, Celtic 2, Spartans 2, Hearts 1, and Motherwell 0, Glasgow City 1.
Tuning in to the AFC Donscast each week. Couldn't be easier. We're on all the popular platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Stitcher. And on the web at our website, afcdonscast.co.uk. Catch us on the big screen via Apple TV and on the road via Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Got a smart speaker? Just say, play AFC Donscast. One podcast. Listen everywhere, every Tuesday evening from 8.
Red TV caught up with Boyan Majowski and Ilber Ramadani about settling in at Aberdeen earlier this week. Here they are speaking to Kami.
And you've talked about settling into life in Aberdeen. Boyan, how have you found the city so far?
Yeah, the first days I didn't have a car, so I was with Ramadani.
I was taxi driver.
Taxi driver. And we go around the city, and it's nice. It's really nice.
And I saw on your Instagram you're down at the beach over the weekend. Have you been anywhere else, or is the beach here?
Yeah, we go together. We go together in the beach, yes. And also we got in some restaurant, so the food is nice.
Yeah, you like it? You like it. And really, how's driving Boyan about? Is he a good passenger?
He's good. If he talks something, I don't take it.
Have you picked up any Scottish words, any little phrases yet, or...?
Chaps. Chaps.
So what this means?
Chaps is boys.
Is boys?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You don't see course no. Say good morning, chaps, every time.
No, this the boss, they call him Gaffer. This Gaffer. Is for me, it's, we call him coach or boss, right? But Gaffer, first time I heard, yeah.
You can hear the full interview on Red TV. Aberdeen have confirmed that the Vice President of Soccer Operations and Strategy with Atlanta United will join its board following the resignation of Darren Eales due to his move to Newcastle United. Demetrius Evstatio will replace Eales as Atlanta United's representative on the Dons board. Alongside playing for the first team, Johnny Hayes has been working in the foundation phase of the AFC Youth Academy over the past year. He'll now also take up the role of under-16's assistant coach alongside Stuart Daff. Following a commitment to tackle climate change, Aberdeen Football Club has appointed Positive Planet as its first net zero advisory partner. The club has set a target of reducing emissions by 50% by 2030 and recently added its signature to the UN Sports for Climate Change framework, underlining its intent to become carbon neutral. A second-half hat-trick from Alfie Bavage, along with Liam Harvey's fourth league goal of the campaign, gave Barry Robson's kids victory over a battling Hearts side in their 4-1 win in the Club Academy Scotland Under-18s League at Cormac Park on Friday afternoon. They bounced back after going out of the SPFL Trust Trophy on Tuesday night against Brora Rangers. A controversial 90 minutes saw the B-team knocked out of the competition thanks to goals from Jordan McRae and Andrew McRae. Jack Milne was also sent off late on for the Young Dons, who battled well, but to no avail. Aberdeen have made a bid to move our Saturday game against Dundee United on November the 12th from 3pm to 6:30pm. The move follows a similar trial last October. Aberdeen said at the time they hoped the move would allow for international broadcast and in the hope of attracting greater audiences and exposure for the club. It will also help those involved in local juvenile and amateur football unable to attend regular Saturday 3pm matches to attend the match. Scottish Premiership clubs have set a plan to increase the SPFL's annual distributable income to £50 million by 2029. A Deloitte report commissioned by Dundee United, Hearts, Hibs and Aberdeen was discussed by the SPFL in December, and recommendations by the latter three clubs and Celtic and Rangers have gained broad support. In a statement, that is more management speak than any firm plans, and it's not even worthy of a statement on the official SPFL website, maybe speaks louder than what the report says. Time will tell. The SPFL is close to extending its deal with Sky Sports until 2029, at which point the broadcaster would be entitled to show up to 60 Premiership matches a season for a payment of £29.5 million. Sky's existing deal with the SPFL, which allows a maximum of 48 games a season, is due to expire in 2025. Under the revised terms, Sky will continue with that limit this season and next at a cost of £25.7 million and £26.7 million, respectively. From the 2024-25 season, the 60-match limit triggers at £27.6 million, which will increase by almost £2 million for the next four seasons. Sky will have the option of a further 10-match SPFL bundle at the cost of around £4 million from 2024-25 onwards. In each of the past two seasons, Sky have opted to stop well short of showing 48 live matches. With a new commitment, their contract and minimum would rise to 42. With 60 games, would come the option to visit each top-flight clubs around five times, as opposed to the current maximum of four. On the table for Scottish clubs, as an added incentive, is scope to sell up to five of their home matches each season on a pay-per-view basis, but only if the fixture has not been chosen for live Sky broadcast and does not fall in the UK blackout window between 2:45 and 5:15pm on a Saturday. The Scottish FA have announced that member clubs have voted that no replays will take place in the season's Scottish Cup beyond the preliminary round. The clubs passed the change to remove replays from rounds 1, 2 and 3 for this season. There are already no replays from round four onwards. Extra time and penalties will be used to decide matches in those rounds if required. And tickets for our Scottish League Cup away to Annan Athletic on Tuesday the 30th of August will go on sale from tomorrow. We have 1,000 tickets allocated to us and will go on sale on a phase basis. Phase one will start tomorrow from 9:30am, from 5pm online tomorrow and by phone and counter from 9:30am on Thursday for supporters with 300 or more priority points. Phase two will be from 5pm on Thursday online and by phone and counter from 9:30am on Friday morning for supporters with 200 plus priority points. And on phase three, it's 5 p.m. on Friday the 19th of August and by phone and counter from 9:30 a.m. on Saturday morning for supporters with 100 or more priority points. And then on phase four, tickets will be available for general sale from 8 a.m. online on Monday the 22nd of August and 9:30 a.m. over the phone and by the counter. Ticket prices are £15 for adults and £10 for over 65s and under 18s.
People come here to escape.
We want to prove that we are the best.
Magic's about to happen.
People want to see the performance.
We can't afford to get this wrong.
Let's go do this.
Go, 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 go.
The whole industry has been completely decimated.
What do my eyes?
Not even near the bathroom.
We'll be tested, but we'll smile.
Follow the hard-working team of a family-run hotel group in Northern Ireland as they strive to bounce back post-lockdown. Watch The Hotel People on iPlayer from the 23rd of August. Match day four, we're on the road again to head down to McDermott Park to face St Johnstone on Saturday. Kick-off in Perth is at 3 p.m. Tickets for the match can only be ordered via the St Johnstone ticket office, so you can call them on 01738 455 000. For Red TV International subscribers, you'll be able to watch coverage from 2:45 p.m. or listen in if you're in the UK and Ireland. Just a note, the trains are on strike on Saturday, so there'll be no trains from Aberdeen to Perth or from Inverness to Perth. So just be aware of that, and there's no bus replacement service. Elsewhere in the Premiership this coming weekend, on Saturday, a 12:30 p.m. kickoff between Hibs and Rangers. Then it's 3 p.m. kickoffs between Dundee United and St Mirren. Motherwell versus Livingston, Ross County versus Kilmarnock. And on Sunday, a 3 p.m. kickoff between Celtic and Hearts. Aberdeen Women are at home against Partick Thistle Women at the Balmoral Stadium. Kickoff is at 2 p.m. Elsewhere in SWPL1, it's Celtic versus Spartans. Glasgow City are at home to Dundee United. It's Glasgow Women versus Hamilton. Hibs are at home to Motherwell and Hearts are away to Rangers. You can take part in match day chat with other dandies on the longest running AFC forum, Dons Talk. Just register for free at donstalk.co.uk. And if you're wanting to keep up to date with all the latest Dons news throughout the week, head on over to our socials or go to invernessreds.co.uk. And that is your podcast for this week. I'll be back with more same time, same place next Tuesday. Till then, have a great week and stand free.
That's all for this week. More Aberdeen news next Tuesday evening from 8.